Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday 9th of August. Apologies, I've still got issues here with the dog, so I'm going to be as quick as I can. And I hope to be back to normal sometime over the weekend. Ultimate stuff's gone out. I did email you about the layout of the odds sheet. Trading day, genuinely, we've just got nothing. Two Danes games came up, but they're all too short, and there's nothing much in France or Jupiler, and the Bundesliga 2 are having a week off for some reason. Only started last week and having a week off already. Running the comp, today is the last time to enter it. I mean, unbelievable, it's like a social experiment. I mean, fuck me, I don't know how people get through life, genuinely, I do not. You write things down in clear as day. And I must have had at least 30 people get it wrong so far. Just pick one team from each country, one team from each group. If you've picked a country, you can't use that country again. I don't know how difficult it is. But the link is on yesterday's podcast and also on Twitter. I'll tweet it again in a minute. If you post on the website, you don't need to keep posting. I need to approve for it to be seen. If you've posted it, I will get it. I'll guarantee you. You can enter up until Liverpool kick off tonight. I will fill all that in after the weekend, so don't panic. Nobody's going to get 21 goals unless Liverpool win 21-0 tonight. Can't see that happening, so I will get all the entries up on site over the weekend when I've got a bit more time just to sit and do it. We've had quite a few, should be a bit of good fun. Right, I've got a few bits for today, and I'm going to do some anti-post Premier League as well. Okay, at Brighton, I've got a trade, 4 o'clock horse trade, gold at midnight, 30% trade, Holly Doyle, gold at midnight. At Thirsk, I've got a win bet, Mrs. Jukesbury in the 150 at Thirsk, win bet, 150 Thirsk, Mrs. Jukesbury. At the Curra, I've got an each way bet, 8 o'clock, the Curra, Powersville. And at Haydock, I've got an each-way bet. 8.25 at Haydock, Fragrant Bell. I've got a football bet. If it is in the Dutch Eredivisie, if it is 0-0 after 20 to 25 minutes, Sparta Rotterdam versus VV Venlo, 0-0 after 20-25 minutes, drip laying under 0.5 first half goals from sort of 20-25 minutes through to 35 to 40 minutes. If it is 0-0, obviously, if there's a goal first 20 minutes, then there's nothing. I will be back tomorrow with a more detailed, obviously, we'll have more fixtures, some more football bets, and we'll have some low league stuff and all that, but I'll do all that in the morning. Okay, Premier League, not a lot of massive value around, I'll be honest. The way the league's shaping at the minute, the gulfs in teams, people talking of team like Leicester maybe breaking into the top six. Personally, I can't see it myself. I have got a bet involving Leicester, though. I think the way Rodgers plays will suit Vardy, and I think Vardy at 20 to 1 each way for the top goal scorer is a half decent bet. I think he'll get a few this season. So Vardy 20 to 1, quarter the odds. I've had 150 quid each way with bet 365, 20 to 1 quarter odds, of course. If he does start well, we'll be able to trade that. Kane favourite, may well do. Was actually disappointing in the second half of last year, but he's now had a summer off where he had played for like 2 years solid. You know, Liverpool, Salah and Mane could share them. City, Aguero, Sterling, Jesus all could share them. I think Aubameyang will probably get a few, but he's a bit short for me at 6, 7 or 1. So the value for me in that market is Jamie Vardy in the goal scorer. In the winner market, I can't see any. Personally, I think City will win it at a canter this year. I don't think Liverpool will get as close to them as they did last year. I'm not just, you know, they're 1-2 for a reason. Fantastic players, fantastic manager. Liverpool threw absolutely everything at them last year and they still were good enough. And then, you know, behind that, then where do you go? Tottenham, Man United, Arsenal, Chelsea, all much of a muchness. I don't think any of them have had what you'd call fantastic, fantastic windows. They're okay windows. I think Tottenham could have done with a Coutinho, big name. Chelsea, obviously haven't been able to buy anybody. Arsenal, I think they got a couple of good players in. I think the loan knee from Real Madrid, Ceballos. Good player, Pepe. Wait to be seen that. You know, people jumping up and down, but 11 of his goals, I think, last year were penalties, 10 or 11 of them, so we'll see. And is Luiz a big improvement for Arsenal defence? I don't know. And United, I think United fans probably got to be disappointed. It seems to all hinge on just getting Harry Maguire in. I think their problems are a bit deeper than that, but we will see. We will all see. It'll all kick off tonight and we will see. But I think those next four are much of a muchness. Be interesting to see what Spurs are like this year. Their form since Christmas was diabolical, other than the Champions League. So it will be interesting to see if they actually pick up back at their own stadium. I think that's a tough start tomorrow. I know people say promoted teams, but I think Villa will be right up for that tomorrow. It'll be a tough old game. So I had nothing in the winner market. As I say, I think, you know, City, but I couldn't back them at that price. I'd have to lay them if I wanted to do anything. Relegation, the market again, it's obviously got the usual suspects. Sheffield United are 4-6, Norwich slightly odds on. Burnley, I think, are a bit short at 2-1. I think people are underestimating them. Newcastle. The one I looked at, but obviously they kept Zaha, was Palace. I think obviously they'd have shortened up. So I genuinely just couldn't find. I think everything's pretty much about right with these markets this year. There's just nothing in there that, you know, I can't see Bournemouth going down, Watford, Southampton, you know, and the others are all just a bit too short for me to get involved in. So my only bet in the Premier League anti-post is having Jamie Vardy each way, 150-1. 150 quid at 20-1. I wish he was 150-1. That is all I have got. As I say, I do think City will win it. And I'm going to make a statement that I don't think any of the three promoted teams will go down. There you go. That's what I think. I think we'll see some surprise. I think Brighton will struggle this year. I think Newcastle might struggle. I think Palace may struggle, you know, depending on Zaha. Burnley, I'm surprised Burnley are as short as they are. Dyche seems to get the fighting spirit out of them, but are they a team that's outperformed and been hanging on? Well, we will all find out. It'll all be revealed. So if you want to enter the comp, do please try and get it right. It's so frustrating correcting it and trying to enter these things. Anyway, have a lovely, Friday. And I will be, hopefully things will be a bit better here and I'll be back to normal tomorrow, but everything will be running as it should. There'll definitely be some trading tomorrow for the trading guys, and I will be, I'll be back with you in the morning for with some more info.